So let's turn to France. The colleague, Mr. Jean-Pierre Joseph, are you there?
Yeah. Very pleased to meet you. Ich bin sehr erfreut, Sie kennenzulernen.
Hallo.
Sehr schön. So what's the situation in France?
Oh, it's a capernaum. So we are going to raise many actions. First, the class action against abusive confinement on the basis of rigid PCR test. The hearing will take place on the 6th of May at the Court of Paris, the Civil Court of Paris. It's Virginie who takes care of it. We have about 1,300 applicants.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And with Jean-Luc, we have prepared a national procedure to attack the order of medical doctors which are threatened to withdraw the authorization to practice the doctors who wanted to treat and to treat the COVID. We knew since the beginning that there were at least three world therapy that everybody knew: chloroquine, C vitamin, Artemisia annua, and ivermectin. Mm-hmm. Many doctors inform the government of this therapy, and the government refuses to authorize, and all was forbidden.
That's very interesting. That's very interesting, Jean-Pierre, yeah? Because that is precisely the same story that we're hearing from the United States and from other countries too. That all of these alternative medications were basically banned, more or less.
Yeah, I know that, yes. And so the order of the doctors, and especially the president, at each time a doctor wanted to prescribe the one of this therapy, it was forbidden, and he told them, "We don't have the right giving this prescription. So if you do it, you will be pursued before the special court of the doctors." So we have prepared some complaints, some criminal complaints. The first one. It's a normal complaint for patients who have survived, but who consider that they have been poorly treated. This is a normal complaint. Mm-hmm. And doctor who have been threatened, it's a criminal complaint, because these doctors will say, due to that, many patients were dead. And a third one, for families who have lost a person, a loved one, a husband, a wife, a son, a father, a grandfather, and so on. It is also a criminal complaint against the president of National Doctors' Order. And this will be launched next week.
Super.
And we hope that many people will join us, doctors, patients, families. We are waiting for hundreds or thousands of persons.
That's excellent. You are cooperating with Jean-Luc, is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody knows Jean-Luc.
Yeah.
And myself, I had another idea. In my town, now I live in Grenoble since a long time. When I was young, I was in Alsace.
That's why you speak German.
Yeah. Ich habe viel vergessen.
So, not really. So I didn't know that France has class actions. Is that really a class action or is this?
Yeah. And in my town, I am going to raise an action, a special action, in which I will grant the civil the president of the civil court to authorize about 100 persons not to wear the mask on the street. This action has no precedent, so I don't know how he will react, but I hope that on the neighbor courts, a lot of colleagues will do the same. I contact some colleagues of neighbor courts of Valence, Chambéry in Savoy, Avignon and Lyon. And so the purpose is to raise action before all the civil courts of France.
That makes a lot of sense. I think that is precisely what we're trying to do here too. Do you have enough colleagues who will cooperate with you, or how many lawyers are there in France?
For the moment, I don't know exactly. I have some colleagues who are interested, but most of them for the moment are afraid of the virus.
Yeah, same story all over.
They believe that the virus will kill them. Mm-hmm. And so they wear the mask until the eyes.
And can I ask, Monsieur Joseph, so what is the, just a quick overview, what's the situation there in France? Do you have a lockdown? Is there a lot of incidents of the virus?
We have a lockdown until next Monday.
And then continuing, I guess.
But next Monday, we will have to go to bed at 7 o'clock.
Oh, my God. Is that so?
I don't respect that.
Do people respect that? And if they don't, is the police, you may have seen pictures of the German police who in some instances, or in Brussels or in the Netherlands, some members of the police, not many, but some members of the police are extremely brutal when it comes to going after the people who, in their view, violate these rules and regulations. Do you have that in France as well?
Yeah. It depends of towns. In Grenoble, they control just a bit, not very much. Myself, I go home at about 10 o'clock, sometimes 11 o'clock, and I don't meet any control.
Yeah, well, the reality is that if we all of us stood up and decided we're not going to follow these orders anymore, of course there's not enough police, there's not enough soldiers, there's not enough of the other side to control us. But people have to understand this first. How do people in France feel? Is it the same as in Germany, where most people keep quiet? And a very small but very vocal.
We are sheep.
Okay. What's the percentage of the population? What do you estimate? How many people in the population are not really in agreement with what is going on?
Difficult to estimate. But for the moment, I think that a lot of people are still afraid of the virus because I don't wear the mask in the street. And when I meet people, I see them walking, looking at the pavement, not verticals, and they're afraid. Sometimes they change of pavement, they cross the street. And which is funny, that sometimes a police car stops to let me cross the street, and I don't have mask, and I say, thank you.
So maybe it's their secret form of resistance as well by the police. You know, maybe they are quite aware of what the situation is like. Yeah, interesting.
I think it's like in Germany, the same situation.
But you know,
but we have a lot of people without masks. You know, like in Berlin, there's really a lot of people who don't wear masks and like who are, you know, populate the playgrounds, and you know, just a huge amount of people who don't care anymore.
But I think the big responsible are the newspapers.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so that is the same story all over the world. It's the media through which they try to control the narrative, and the narrative then creates fear, and that's why most people are still in fear. I'm not sure, Jean-Pierre, if here in Germany really so many people are in agreement with the government. Many just don't say anything, and many just wear their masks because they don't want any trouble. But that doesn't mean that they agree with what's going on.
But sometimes I have a discussion with somebody who says, wear your mask, hide your nose. And I answer, I have a long nose. I don't have a Chinese nose. And they become angry. But I don't care because... I practiced 40 years of martial arts.
That's good to hear. Okay, well, Jean-Pierre, thank you so much for giving us these insights into what's going on in France. I've heard a lot about what's going on in France. I know there are a lot of legal efforts underway from talking to Jean-Luc. And I believe that if we keep our forces combined, the Germans, the French, the Italians, the Austrians, who are making very good progress, and if we exchange our decisions, our legal decisions, plus, of course, the expert opinions on which these legal opinions rest, then I think... we're on track, and we will eventually, of course, this may happen much sooner than many people believe, eventually we will get the public interested in what's really going on. And once that happens, the tide will turn. If people begin to ask questions, the tide will turn.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe we should also, for this group, talk a little bit about the Weimar situation. You know, I don't know if they're all aware of it, because I think that's very important. We had this, really very, very important ruling from a Weimar family judge. And he ruled that the mask, the testing, and the social distancing in the 1.5 meter distance between the children in the school, that they were unlawful, and he based his opinion on three expert statements, that he very really long extended expert statements that we can also provide you with. So he based this on basically like a first time in maybe worldwide that a judge looked at the expert side of it and came to the conclusion that this is all really like unlawful. And interestingly, it's a political agenda, as we found out today, that they attacked the you go on, Rainer.
Yeah, you probably, I'm not sure, Jean-Pierre, but I think since I told Jean-Luc that you're aware of the fact that they went after this judge. They searched him, they searched his home, his office, his car, they seized his cell phone, and I think his computer. He's got it all back in the meantime. But I think that was a very strong gesture to show the public, not just the German public, but the international public, and as a warning sign, to show the international judicial community, the judges in particular, don't do this, because if you do it, this is what's going to happen to you. This is also meant to show all the people, all the parents who want to protect their children, because they are in the focus of what the other side is doing right now. The children, it's all about the children. To show these parents of children, don't do this. Don't go to a court of law in order to protect your children, because we're going to go after you next. I think that's what this is meant to tell us. But at the same time, this, of course, is waking up many more people who may have been on the side of the government, more or less, but who are now realizing that there's something really strange is going on, because this has never really happened before. And Viviane is right. This is the first such decision, the first PCR test decision, which was based on the actual hearing of evidence expert opinions. The other two from Portugal and from Vienna were also excellent decisions, but this is the first one that's based on real evidence. And that's why it's so dangerous, because the rest of the world can use it, and the rest of the world is using it. Okay, well, thank you again, Jean-Pierre. I don't know if Tom Renz is with us yet, because he's next in line. Or is there something that you wanted to tell us that I didn't, that you need some more time for, Jean-Pierre?
No, I don't need some more time.
Okay.
Like the song of the Beatles, it won't be long.
Okay, good. Okay, well, thank you very much again.